Well, good morning. Listen, you know, I'd like to share with you some things that were running around in my heart. I recently experienced a loss in my family, and it provoked me to much thought, as death does with any of us. And you can call this tombstone theology, or because of what I'm talking about on the tombstone, you could call it the doctrine of the dash, call it whatever you'd like, but I want you to be made to consider what you're contributing, what you're doing with the time that you've been allotted on the earth. In Hebrews, the ninth chapter, the Bible says that, and this is out of the NIV, it says, just as people are destined to die once, and after that to face judgment. You know, I know that I'm preaching to the choir, whether you are a believer or not, that each of us is going to taste death. We're going to die unless the Lord comes, and that's a possibility. But there is an appointment. I've missed all kinds of appointments during the course of my life, and I'm sure you have. Not only have I missed appointments, but I've been late for appointments. As a matter of fact, ironically, I was late for this appointment in the radio station this morning. And Brother Mel and our guests were so gracious to me. But there is an appointment that you and I are going to have to keep. And it is an appointment with our Creator, the same Creator who breathed the breath of life in us, is going to call that breath back to himself, who put that spark of divinity in us, that spark of that, because he put something of himself in us, and he told us to subdue the earth. He told us to, he called us to partner with him in creation. I've always thought that was so awesome. Why anybody would call someone like me. Maybe you are smart, but I'm not the smartest person in the world, and for him to call me to partner with him in this wonderful and awesomely constructed, imagined, developed work of art that we call universe, that we call humanity. And he would call me to partner with him, God. Wow. But he says this. He says, now, there's going to come a time when I'm going to call my breath back to me. Because, you know, the word spirit in the Greek and the word breath are the same, come from the same root word. And so when God calls his breath back, when our spirit leaves our body, he calls it back to himself, and he reconciles that, and he's God, and I don't get to tell him when to do that, and I understand the principle of creation. I understand that, so and I submit to that. So what I would share with you out of this is that it's going to happen. That's an appointment that you cannot be late for, that you cannot miss, because it is not predicated on any of any circumstances that you might create, or you have no power in that. And then secondly, he says, after that, that you meet that appointment with death, then there's going to be a judgment, that there will be this scrutiny of our lives. And I believe that, you know, everything that we do now, we are told that we should submit to biblical scrutiny, whether it be word or deed, even the songs that we sing, you know, and that God's word is a final court of arbitration. And that he has the final say in matters. He's God. And even if you are not a believer, there is inherent in our humanity is this sense of accountability to something. And I call that, I believe that that something is God, and I believe that Jesus Christ is his son. So when we die, I was just thinking, you know, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and we were talking about headstones. And I thought, you know, on that headstone, there's people put like these marvelous things. They put the date that you're born and the day that you die. And they even talk about like, you know, here lies a great father, a great mother, or a great daughter. And they say these wonderful things that distinguish us. I remember saying, you know, I want it to be said on my tombstone that I was a truth teller. Well, because that's what I believe preachers should be doing, is telling the truth. But what's important? What is the most important thing? Is it the date that you're born? Is it the date that you die? Because surely, you know, those days are important. Or what about those distinctives? What about those things that distinguish us? Those things that we're known for? You know, how important is that? I mean, when you look at the tombstone, those things, they I mean, that's what you read. And we gather information about that person that's in the ground. But and that tombstone is almost like a reflection of, and this is no pun intended, but it's like a reflection of the body of work for the body that's in the ground. And I was thinking, though, that the most important thing is not those dates or those distinguishing words, but it's the dash. Because you get to say what the dash means. Everybody else is saying stuff about you. And then there is this objective information, when you're born, when you die. And then these things that people think that distinguish you, but you get to say what the dash means. And it doesn't, it's not communicated in words. It's the legacy that you leave. So the dash is more meaningful. A dash is just a dash if you don't give it meaning. They all look the same on the tombstone. But what is your legacy? Do you have one? I want to end with just referring you for study to Matthew 25, 14 through 26, where the parable of the master with his servants, and he gives these talents. And finally, after giving these five talents, two talents, one talent, each one of these people, the five talents gets five more. The two talents, he goes and he invests and he gets two more. But the one talent, he goes and buries it in the ground. So when the master comes back, he says, what have you done? What have you done with what I've given you? And the five, they all recount what they did. And he calls them good servants. But the one who planted in the ground, he said, you're wicked. And that means that, look at the importance that God places on what we do with the time and the talent and the treasure that he deposits in us. What do you do with your time? What do you do with your resources? What do you do with the talents? Everybody's a 10 at something. What are you doing with what God has given you? And finally, the ultimate question is, my friend, what have you done with his son? Listen, consider these things. And thank you for listening.